The union representing transit workers across Metro Vancouver is warning commuters that there could be disruptions across its network next month. That is, if they decide to strike as a result of upcoming mediation with the employer. In a news release, CUPE Local 4500, based in Burnaby, said the union and Coast Mountain Bus Company will be in mediation on January 2 and 3 after the collective bargaining process broke down this month. CUPE 4500 President Chris Gindu said jobs can only be done if the company can keep pace with staffing levels and maintain the fair compensation needed to retain workers. Our members go to work every day to help Lower Mainland residents and visitors safely and efficiently get where they need to go, said Gindu. CUPE 4500's last collective agreement with Coast Mountain expired on December 31, 2022. Our members' daily work is dedicated to ensuring there are no disruptions in transit service to the public, so we are working hard to avoid job action, Gindu added. However, we can't do it alone and need the company to enter mediation with that same commitment. More than 180 workers are represented by CUPE 4500 across the Lower Mainland. This includes transit supervisors, maintenance supervisors, service supervisors, tire person supervisors, TCOM staff, field service trainers, engineers, and warranty administrators, as well as supervisors for the parts department, body shop, trolley overhead, and fare box staff. The members unanimously voted in favor of a strike on December 12 should talks go south next Tuesday and Wednesday. The strike vote was not made public until now, Gindu explained, noting it was to avoid needless concern about holiday transit disruptions. The parties remain divided over working conditions and fair compensation, with workers seeking measures to address unmanageable workloads, the union added in its statement. CUPE 4500 has declined further comment about the mediation process.